Hey everybody, it's DJ Hapa. I am so excited to be able to bring you this new season of A Tribe Called Dad. And by the way, for those of you who have been followers of the podcast for a while, you may know that we started with a weekly format and then took a little bit of a hiatus. And instead of bringing you weekly episodes, we took some time off and we've been curating this new season. And so similar to Netflix or some of the favorite shows that you have where you can sort of binge this all at once, we've created a season for A Tribe Called Dad. So we've put together these episodes and we've centered the season all around a particular theme. And the theme for this season is gratitude. And I am so excited for this. It feels like an album. And I guess if you could think about it that way, we were putting out singles, and now here it is. Here's the album that we're going to put out. And like any good album, I particularly like an intro track for an album. And I have put together this, which will serve as the intro track. And I enlisted the help of a good friend of mine, a good friend to the tribe. His name is Dr. Devon Smith. He has been on the podcast before. But I asked Devon to come on with me so that he could help me unpack gratitude and help set the table for this season. So before we jump into that, I do want to let you know that the season itself, every episode was deliberate and was curated, as I've mentioned. So these dads are not only amazing fathers and people that I look up to as fathers, but they're also great in a professional sense as well, and have accomplished so much in their own professional fields, and are just great human beings. And I'm so honored to have them as guests and have them impart some of their knowledge and share their stories with all of you through this platform. I am excited to jump in, and let's do it. So let me give you a little bit more about Dr. Devon Smith before we jump into that conversation. So Dr. Devon Smith has spent over 20 years in the Santa Monica Unified School District, both as a teacher and administrator. Currently, he is the coordinator of learning and innovation, pushing the boundaries of education throughout the district. He describes himself as a social justice educator who built programs to empower students to find and navigate their college and career pathways. Beyond that, Devon is a devoted husband and father to Milo and PJ. Milo's in middle school. At the time of this recording, and PJ is in college and heads up the men's rap session, where like-minded men meet bi-weekly to engage in meaningful, honest conversations around a variety of topics. Devon is just an amazing dude and is somebody that I am so honored to have his voice on the intro track for this album. I'm going to start calling it an album instead of a season or a collection of podcast episodes. I have no words. I'm so honored to be able to kick this off with all of you, and I'm grateful that you all have decided to tune into this. I encourage you to listen to each and every episode that we have within the season, because I believe there's something that you're going to get out of each and every episode. And please, by all means, share this with another father or somebody else that needs to hear this. They may not even be a father. But please share the podcast. I can't thank you enough. Thank you to everybody on our team who has contributed to this season, contributed to making this happen. Without further ado, let's just jump right in to our intro to the season of gratitude. It's a trap. So glad to have you. I would say I'm grateful to, to have you on here. And you know, when I was putting together this season and I had done these different interviews with different dads at different life stages, I was trying to figure out how to start this season off. And The idea popped into my head of doing a quick conversation of you and I, because you and I have had these really awesome, meaningful conversations over, over the weeks, months, years. I feel like we haven't known each other that long in terms of time span, but I feel like we're connected souls in so many ways. And it's such an honor to have you, man. So I wanted to selfishly have you on to help you extract some of these feelings of gratitude out of me, because I know that you have the ability to do that. And then at the same time, I wanted to be able to tap into your brain and your heart and ask you some of these questions that I've been asking throughout this season. So let's just start from the very beginning. Gratitude. What are some of the first things that pop up for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say I'm honored. And yeah, I agree about our length of time of knowing each other, but it's been depth, right? I would say that a year in quarantine is like 2 or 3 years regular, right? Wouldn't you say? So
at least
known each other a lot longer than we think.
I think it's like a 10x.
Right. Well, what does gratitude mean to me? I really appreciate this. I think about it a lot, but this is forcing me to really think about it within a framework, right? I think of mindset that leads to action. I want to unpack that just a little bit. When I think about gratitude, being grateful, I think about being graceful, right? Mm. Being thankful for the grace, you know, that has been extended to me in my life. And that's something that gets unpacked over years. It, you know, I think about if I'm being thankful, it's kind of in the moment, right?
Right.
I could be splitting hairs a little bit. But when I think about being grateful, I think about it being a mindset that is built and reinforced and leads to action, right? So that's kind of where I'm coming from. And then I got some examples. Should I just jump right on in?
Sure.
Yeah. So like, it's interesting because being a father now of a college student and then a middle school student, and being married 25 years coming up here next week, I look back and I just go, man, there's been a lot of growth, and there's just, you know, over time, right? But I don't feel like it necessarily sometimes in the moment. And I think back and I think about all the things that have been bestowed upon me or that I get to be a part of. It just makes me grateful because I don't deserve it, right? I don't feel like there's something about me that demands that I have to have, or that that this was coming to me, right?
Right.
And that's really helpful. So like, I'm grateful for my kids, man. I am grateful for them. And you know, being a parent is challenging. Various stages, it's challenging, but I'm grateful, right? Because I can think about, if I compare me to me when I was younger, I'd be like, I don't deserve to have a kid like this who thinks like this. You know, I probably deserve to have a knucklehead like me, you know? Right. And so that's helpful, because then now when I think about that, it could change my mindset or how I handle a conversation, or if I need to go back and apologize, or if I need to rethink how I'm treating this matter. And I'm like, if I was treating this matter like according to me back in the day versus this kid right now, come on, man. You know, this is a blessing. Let me just back off. Let me just kind of chill a little bit. I'm grateful for my marriage. You know, I get to celebrate 25 years.
It's incredible.
And I remember a time going, I don't think I can be married. I don't think I'll be that kind of a guy. Like, I'll be a rotten husband, you know? And I think I've been better than rotten, so that's good.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful because we've grown together, right? And we got pictures around the house when we were just graduating. We looked like 19-year-olds, you know? We were 23, and, you know, now we don't look like 23-year-olds.
I gotta say, though, you both look great.
Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm grateful for work, you know? Do I like sitting in this chair, you know, multiple hours a day? No. Absolutely not. But we went out last night, my wife and I, to just try to find some place to grab some takeout and take to the car and eat, you know?
Right, right.
And, you know, we're talking to the guy and he's furloughed his staff. And he's probably back there cooking the food himself.
Right.
You know, and they're trying everything they can to stay afloat. And, you know, I know a lot of people are out of job. Why should I complain? You know, I don't deserve, was there something in me that deserved to have this career? You know, so I don't know, man, I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the home that we have. We did a little exercise. I'm gonna let you jump in here in a sec.
No, this is great.
We did this exercise where we were talking about what we were grateful for. It was, you know, Thanksgiving and things like that. Mm-hmm. We went around the table. And I had earlier in the day been kind of rehearsing it in my mind and thinking, and I said, instead of like rattling off all the things that I'm grateful for, how about if I pick one thing and I go super deep with it? Mm. All right, so I'm grateful for shelter, right? I'm grateful that I have a home. But within my home, I can bring food into it and store it.
Right.
I have a place to store food, so I have excess food. I have a place to refrigerate my food, so I can freeze my food. Mm-hmm. I can hit a switch and lights come on. Mm-hmm. I can turn a knob and water comes out magically, as right. much as I want.
Right.
I can actually turn it a particular degree and it gets hot. Mm. I can shower, I can bathe myself in multiple places in my house. Mm-hmm. I can lay my head down in multiple places in my house. Mm. Yes, I have a roof, but I don't have any holes in that roof. Not that it is ever gonna rain here, but
right.
if it did, and if it's super hot outside, guess what I can do? I can turn a knob and it can get cooler.
Right.
And in these colder months, I can turn the knob the other way and it gets warmer. I can actually go and click a little switch because I don't have a real fireplace, but fire comes up. Mm. So I can have the appearance of coziness, right? It's so, I mean, if we take one thing and just meditate on that and then ask ourselves a question, what did you do to really deserve this?
Wow.
Oh, but I went to school. You know, I did that. Yes, you did. That was great. How did you get to school? Mm. What opportunities were afforded to you that you didn't deserve to be able to go to school, to get that degree, to apply for that job, to earn that money, to pay for that house, right? So now you get into issues of access and opportunity that somebody else didn't get. So we can never, ever, and that's the lesson that gets reinforced in every stage of my life, I can never, ever claim all my blessings as something that I did. No, that was afforded to me. And if you believe in a higher power, I am a person of faith. So I definitely believe that God has richly rewarded me. And if I have that mindset, then maybe I can be a little more gracious to other people, right? If I can have that mindset, maybe I won't get big-headed. And if I can have that mindset, maybe I'll be thankful for what I actually have and not mind that I don't have what somebody else has. Mm. So that's kind of how I feel about it, man.
Man, that's so good. That's so good. Not by work, so nobody can boast.
Nope.
Yeah, and I agree with everything that you said, and I think you stated that so eloquently in terms of grace and gratitude. I also see gratitude as being levels deeper than thankful. You know, it's like I'm thankful for this one thing. And I love the exercise that you just presented. I do want to just have you help me unpack my stance on gratitude as we kick off this season of gratitude on A Tribe Called Dad. And we're talking about gratitude and fatherhood. But for me, similarly, I think about gratitude as being this deeper sense of thankfulness. And it was so crazy because I just woke up from a dream. We're recording this in the morning, and I just woke up last night. I had this crazy dream, and it was literally going through these different stages in my life and sort of reuniting with different people from different stages of my life. And it was a trip, man. I mean, I was crying in the dream. I was crying when I woke up because I was like meeting with, you know, old friends, old business partners, people that I've had life with, you know, and reflecting back on all of what has happened. And I mean, you spoke right into it just now, is like, I didn't deserve any of this. Like, I think about all of what I've been able to do, the people I've met, the people that I've had these experiences with, the experiences I've had on my own. And I mean, I've lived an amazing life, and I woke up completely grateful. And I don't know if that was by design. By design, yeah. but it just filled my heart this morning. And, you know, I think that a big part of the reason why we wanted to put this season together was for the exercise that you just even mentioned. I think is a great way for people to look at fatherhood, you know, and I'll go a little bit deeper here. I think this is a way to kind of wrap up what you were just talking about and also kind of kick off this season, which is when I think about me as a father, and even if I were to get more specific and more detailed, if I think about like my kids and being a father, let's say in 2020, during this unprecedented time in which I am home more than I have ever been. I'm not on the road. I'm not traveling. Like, I'm not really in an office. I mean, I can go to my office, and I'm grateful for the fact that I can go to my creative space that I have that's outside of my home. But I am so grateful for us waking up and having breakfast together, not just on the weekends, but being able to have breakfast together in the morning. I'm grateful for being able to watch my daughter progress through. She's in second grade right now, and being able to be more hands-on with her education than I probably ever would have been. Mm-hmm. As she's right here, she's right next to me. I'm listening. The conversations of like, how was school? That was good. And that was it. It's like, I actually know what she's working on. I'm helping her upload her homework. I'm helping her with her, not even homework, but with her schoolwork in the middle of the school day. You know, I'm playing an active role in their lives as not just a father, but as another teacher in their lives. Like, that's incredible. I mean, we're going to the park together, and talk about being grateful for other things within that space. I mean, I wasn't so bad when it came to this, but I, you know, was somebody who was just like, oh, great, there's a place that is designed. There's a place with trampolines inside of it that's designed for these people to just, for these kids to just get their stuff out. And now it's like, I've got to be creative as a father. Like, those places are closed.
Yeah.
So what can we do creatively in a safe environment? Let's go to, you know, a park, a field. Let's make some random field a playground. You know, we're playing tag together. I probably wouldn't be playing tag with my kids if there were other kids that they could play tag with.
Right.
You know? I mean, just the list goes on and on. And I think as a father during this time, I think about the impact that this is going to have, this particular time frame, that the impact that this is going to have on my kids, on kids of this generation. And what I really want to do in this is to, you know, be able to empower fathers, mothers, anybody who hears this, to really savor this time, you know, yeah, as opposed to looking at this as, you know, what's wrong with this or what we don't have, what's the negative side of this, what has been taken away from us, quote unquote, taken away from us. And instead, like, what has been bestowed on us? What's the opportunity that we have in front of us, and how amazing this can be?
Oh my gosh, Yeah, this is going to be a perfect time for this set of podcasts this season. I can't wait to hear it, man.
Man, I'm excited for everybody to hear it. Yeah. I'm super grateful for our friendship. I'm grateful for you as a human being. You model fatherhood and also being an amazing husband and an amazing man. You model that in your daily life, and I'm just so grateful to have you in my life and somebody that I can look to and be like, I hope I'm somewhere close to that, anywhere close to that.
Wow, man, gracious words.
Man.
Hey, gracious words.
You know, it's coming from, I mean, that's as pure as it gets, man. No filter.
Oh, thank you.
Man, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you taking the time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this, and I ask for everybody to please listen to every episode from this season because we specifically put them together in this way. This wasn't random, the way that these episodes came together. It was curated, and it was meant to be this way. And there's something for everybody within this season. And I feel like people will connect with these stories. And I, real quick, just to rattle them off real fast, we have dads who are raising kids with disabilities. We have stepdads. We have dads that are now have kids completely out of the house. They're on that life stage.
Gone.
And this concept of empty nesting and reworking that concept to be called re-nesting, and what that looks like to start another life, essentially, or start another chapter of your life. We have dads that open up about dealing with depression in this episode, and work-life balance. And we have dads that are talking about just life and life during this time frame and life during this 2020 framework. And so for anybody who tunes into this after 2020, I also want to make the I also want to reassure you that this content is not specific on current events or anything like that. I think that what I extract from this season is something that I hope will be relevant for generations to come. And I'm honored to be a part of this and to be able to put this out into the world.
Wow. This is going to be very meaningful. Like I said, I can't wait.
Man, me too. Thanks so much, Devon. And
for
thank
sure.
you everybody out there for listening. And we'll see you on the next one.
Dads are better than moms. That's better than moms.
Dads are better than mommy, sorry.